so much about intercollegiate athletics that has changed, Harry. The landscape of the conferences, the issues that we talk about, the challenges that we're facing with NIL and the threat of litigation, it really has changed the overall college landscape. But at its core, what we do, serving student athletes and wanting to ensure that students have a great opportunity through playing sport, that hasn't changed. And I think that's why those of us that have been blessed to work in the industry just continue to be involved, because at its core we really do some terrific things for student athletes. We're in a state where I think our coaches are recruiting 24/7. They're recruiting new players to come to their programs, but they're also recruiting players to stay with their programs. And at some level, that may be healthy, but we also need to focus on the task at hand, and that's for the students to be in school, have a great experience, and enjoy playing their sport in the moment. I think the bigger issue, and we probably need to highlight that even more strongly, is with the transfer portal situation, we have a large number of students that are getting lured to want to transfer away from programs with no guarantee that they'll find another spot. And I think last year the estimate was something like 20,000. And I don't know that my numbers are right, but it's something high like that to say students that to our knowledge didn't necessarily find a collegiate home. And so we need to look at that as an association. We need to look at that within our conferences and all the Division I conferences to make sure that we're really sharing good messages with student athletes so they understand the opportunities that transferring may provide, but they also understand the risks associated with it.